Thanks everyone for coming. My name is David Koňařík, and I'd like to talk to you about the state of specifically Czech public transport data. I've always been a fan of trains, and for the last few, and by few I mean, what, 8 years, I've been working on finding and improving and then using Czech public transport data, ideally under some sort of open data license. To outline the talk, first I'll give you a rough outline on what kind of public transport we even have to talk about here, a rough history of the central timetable database, because it's fascinating, and timetables, I feel, are sort of the core data that you need to do most anything with public transit. Then I'll summarize what data is available right now, how usable it is. Then I'll complain about international formats. So I'll complain about GTFS because it doesn't quite work for us. Sorry, everyone. And then I'll give you some links to FOSS projects which you can use or even contribute to. I would be happy for your contributions, certainly. So in the Czech Republic, we have pretty much anything. We even have ferries, we have trolley buses, we have underground trains. And most of these are run by private or public agencies, generally just private agencies, or the city itself has a company made for this purpose. But most, and I'd say like 99% by kilometers driven of these routes are actually ordered by the government in the broader sense. So the central government, a region, or a city. So there's only a small minority of routes which are fully privately operated. Also complicating matters is that on any one route you can generally buy tickets from at least three different tariffs. So the agency's own, a city-specific one, region-specific one, or one ticket which is supposed to be a unifying tariff for all the trains and maybe other things, but that's just never happened. So. We need to encompass all this in our, we want to encompass all this in our public transport data. What exists right now, and exists, I mean, on a computer in a database? Timetables, of course, exist somewhere. There is an important division between regular ones and diversions, because some sources will only give you the regular timetables, and then when something changes, you are just out of luck. Real-time positions and delays of vehicles, that's certainly interesting to look at, but also interesting for statistics to see how good the trains are running. This is even important, I feel, from a political perspective, because you need data to assess whether the person in charge is actually doing things properly. Train composition, that data exists and is sometimes accessible to normal people, but we'll see later. Reasons for disruptions, also interesting, mostly from a historical perspective, to see what's the biggest problem that we should be focusing on, but also just out of curiosity, you want to know why your train is 5 hours delayed, right? And trajectories of transit lines. This all exists,